You know, children are a sign of a church health in a lot of ways. That's the next generation of believers right there. It's great to have them. And I'm grateful for our volunteers that serve our kids every week. They're doing the Lord's work back there, loving our kids, teaching them about the ways of God. Today we're in Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. It's the Sunday before Christmas. And so we're going to go to... We're not going to go to the manger today. On the day Christ is born, it seems pretty, I would imagine, for most people, it's uneventful. The Christ is born at Bethlehem. Most people are just, you know, sleeping, dealing with their chores, going to bed, putting the kids to bed. But there are things happening around the world. When Christ is born, there are some wise men out east. And they're reading prophecies of old. And they determine the king of the Jews is going to be born. They start heading west to see this king. As the baby, as Jesus is born in this manger in Bethlehem, there's a scene given to us because... It's almost like heaven can't hold their joy in. I don't know if you've ever had something happen that's so beautiful, so glorious, you can't just help but like say something. I was at the T-Mobile phone store a couple years back, and I was taking my last master's class to finish my degree, and I had a 4.0 for my master's degree. That's not, my undergrad was bad. My undergrad was like 2.4. But my Steakin Masters, I was going to do better this time. So I had a 4.0 in my last class. The teacher said, I don't give out A's. In his class, he's like, if you do good, I give you a C. If you show me something special, I give you a B. And if you are a brilliant mind, I might give you an A. This guy's going to ruin my 4.0, you know what I'm saying? So I do my paper. I work so hard on this class and this paper. Babe, I was sweating blood almost, right? Not really, sorry, I was really in a tumult about this paper. And I'm at the phone store, and I get an email beep, and I look, and it's my grade for the paper, for the class. And I'm like, hold on. I tell the lady, I'm talking to the lady about phone stuff. And I beep it, and I got the A. And I was like, yeah! And the whole store was like, what is happening over there? It's like, you're giving him a great deal or something? But I couldn't help but just express my joy. I'm like, I got the 4.0. I passed the class. Heaven can't help but rejoice. Because the world may not know what's happening, but the heavens do. We're told... In the same region around Bethlehem, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. This is the night shift. These guys are doing their job. They're hanging around. They're watching over their sheep. I've done this kind of work. I worked in South Dakota for a little while. And every night, one person had to go out and walk and watch over the cows, because there was coyotes and wolves, predators that would eat the cows. So you'd go out there with a rifle and a handgun and just walk around in the dark. It's kind of awesome. They're out there taking care of their sheep. And it says, and an angel of the Lord stood before them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were terribly frightened. This is the reaction you always see. These guys are just doing their jobs. It's dark outside. And all of a sudden, there's light. Because these angelic beings, they give off glory. Glory is light. There's light in this field now. And there's something there. Something not human. It's not a chicken cow. It's not a deer. It's not a wolf. It's this glowing thing. And they're afraid. And in the Bible, whenever someone sees an angel, they're always afraid because they're horrifying. the first thing an angel always says is what? Be not afraid. Joshua, when he sees an angel, he pulls a sword on the thing. He's like, shh, are you with me or with them? If you're going to go, you might as well go down swinging, I guess. But the thing is, do not be afraid. These are people just like us. If I saw an angel, I believe in God. These guys believe in God too. I believe in the Lord. I believe in God. I love Jesus. If I saw an angel, like on the way home from school, I'm a man now. Let's say I'm driving home from work, and I'm on Dort Highway. There's an angel in the middle of the road. I'd freak out. I'd be like, should I ram it or run away? I don't know. It says, do not be afraid. It says, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. You see, heaven can't keep its mouth shut. Heaven is like, we got to tell somebody this great thing has happened. We have good news of great joy. We like good news, right? Most of the time we get to class, when someone calls you with news, usually they always say, I got good news and I got bad news. What do you want first? You rarely get just a straight up good news phone call. But this angel's like, we have good news for you. Not only is this good news, it's good news of great joy for you and all the people, which means this news is not just good for some random dude. This is good news for your actual life. If you tell me, hey, man, I got good news. What's the good news? My cousin got engaged. I'd be like, I don't care. Like, that's not good news for me. I don't know your cousin. Like, this is good news that's actually going to affect my life. This is good news going to affect all of our lives. This is good news of great joy for everybody. And this angel's like, I'm here. I'm showing up in this field to tell you good news. It's going to make your life better. So what's the news? He says, for today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign for you. You find a baby wrapped in clothes lying in a manger, and suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased. So, instead of being one glowing thing, there's a field full of glowing creatures. And they're all singing a song to praise the God of heaven and earth. Heaven couldn't keep its joy in. The angelic host are having a field-wide happy dance celebrating the coming of this baby. So what is the good news of great joy? This baby that was born is the good news of great joy. And we're told three things about this baby. Three things. Here's the sermon. First, we're told, here's the good news. Today in the city of David, there's been born for you a Savior. A Savior. A rescuer. A deliverer. Someone who will come and save the day. When I worked in Dakota, there was a day my roommate took me out to the Badlands, and we were climbing mountains, climbing like rock structures out in South Dakota. The Badlands are pretty awesome. If you've ever been out there, it's awesome out there. It's beautiful. I was a younger man then, and we were out climbing, and what do you call it when you're climbing on rocks? Bouldering. We're out bouldering, and it was a blast. Well, this is before cell phones were awesome, but I wanted to go out on this ledge, and it was kind of a bad angle, but I kind of slowly backed out, you know? And you got a photo of me on this, like, ledge, like Spider-Man. Really, I had the photo this day. It's a great photo. I want to find it for the sermon. I couldn't find it because it's not digital. It's like a photograph. It's the photo. He's like, got it, Nesto. And I go to come back at him, and I slide. And I'm like, Terry. He's like, what? I'm like, I'm stuck, bro. I can't get back to you. And I'm 30 yards from this guy. I realize, and behind me, this cliff goes off. This swat fish goes off into a cliff, into a void of death. My good friend Terry takes another photo. So there's two photos, and one of them, I'm smiling like, sup? The other photo, there's horror on my face, because I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to die out here. I'm on this ledge. I don't know what to do. I can't climb back. I need someone to come and save me, rescue me, because I cannot get back to safety. I'm like, tell me, Terry, I'm almost crying. Like, Terry, you got to do something. Now, Terry's a good man, a good friend, a good roommate. That brother stripped down and made from his clothes a rope, like T-shirt, flannel, pants. And he able to get that to me, and he helped pull me back to himself. And I was saved. And he was naked. Nobody, no, but... The feeling of being delivered, the feeling of being safe on solid ground. There's just this exuberance of joy, like I am not in danger anymore. The Jewish people, they, in their collective history, remembered when they were slaves in Egypt. For generations, the Jews were under the whip. For generations, they worked for no pay. And for those 400 years, they prayed to God, send someone to deliver us. God rose up this man named Moses, the deliverer of Israel, who stood against Pharaoh, who brought 10 plagues against Egypt. And Moses led that nation out of slavery to freedom. Now listen, we are not slaves to a Pharaoh near the Nile. But we are in chains. Chuck Palahniuk, in his famous book, Fight Club, wrote, "We are the middle children of history. We have no great depression. We have no great war. Our great war is a spiritual one, and our great depression is our lives." We're not in bondage to a nation. We are in bondage to our own broken hearts. We are dead in our sin. We are lost and broken deep within, and we don't know how to find our way out. Angel says, "I have good news of great joy. A Savior has come. A Savior has been born who will save you from your sin, who will save you from death and hell, who will save you from your own broken heart." That is good news of great joy. A Savior is born. A rescuer, a deliverer, someone who will come and scoop us up and do what we cannot do for ourselves. This is good news. A Savior is born. In case you don't know, the name Jesus means God who saves. A Savior is born. Next it says, who is Christ? A Savior has been born for you, who is the Christ. Now, we often say the words Jesus Christ as though Christ is his last name. It's not his last name. In the ancient world, you didn't have a last name. Your last name was your town, Jesus of Nazareth. Christ is a title. It means Messiah. It means anointed one. This week, a new movie preview came out on YouTube of the new Superman movie coming out next summer. Maybe you didn't see it, maybe you did. It's divided fans on the internet, as all things do. I watched the trailer. Now, I am an old man, so I remember 1978 Superman with Christopher Reeves. I believed a man could fly, you know what I'm saying? Like every kid of my generation at some point in our childhood wrapped a towel around our neck and jumped off something high, right? We wanted to be Superman. The trailer had that old music from that original movie. Dun, 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 dun. I heard the music, and immediately I was like, oh, like I remember this. I remember this song. I remember this feeling. I know this story. I love it. It was nostalgia. I've been waiting for you, Superman. Where have you been? Now, if you don't have that nostalgia, that song won't do it for you. You know what I'm saying? You got to understand, for the Jewish people, they know the song. They've been waiting for Messiah for generations. They understand that the God of heaven and earth spoke to their ancestors and told them, someday we will send you this Messiah, this promised one, this anointed one. God's amen, who will be the answer to every prophecy and every promise God ever made to your forefathers. They've been waiting for that promise for generations. If you open the Bible and start reading at Matthew about Jesus, you're coming at the end of the movie. Christ is the culmination of a bunch of promises. The angels say, guys, these shepherds are Jews, shepherds. All the stories your parents told you are about to come true. The seed of Abraham, who will be a blessing to every family on the earth, is going to be born. The son of David, the forever king of the forever kingdom, is going to be born. All the one who will crush the head of the serpent, the Messiah, the anointed one, is born this day. Messiah is born, and this is good news. If you have kids, kids ask for things. That's what kids are good at. Can we go to Chick-fil-A? No. Can we go to the movies? Not today. Like, a lot of no's, but you know what kids love? They love yeses. We watched a movie a while back called Yes Day, of this parents that said yes for a whole day. Like, maybe Yes Day, I'm like, never, never, never will I say yes for 24 hours. That is a bad idea for a family. But I do like saying yes once in a while. The kids might say, Dad, can we go get snacks and watch a movie tonight? I'm like, that's a good yes. Let's go to Dollar General and get some snacks. We'll go up there and hook it up. The Bible says that Jesus is God's yes. He's the yes to every promise God has made. Christ is God's amen. The Messiah is born. The fulfillment of the story is coming. Like, the story is coming to fruition that night in Bethlehem. A Savior is born. That's good news. Messiah is born. That is good news. And it says, lastly, Christ the Lord. The Lord is born. That word Lord means master, boss, the one who's in charge, the one who has authority and power. So the Savior has come, who's going to deliver us. Messiah has come, who brings all of God's promises to fruition. God is not a liar. And the one who has the authority to make things right has come, the big boss, our master. When I went to college as a young man, I wasn't used to have, how do you say it? What does the Bible say about kids? A child left to themselves brings their mother's shame. I was that child. I was not used to having rules or like boundaries. I was very free. I didn't have a curfew in high school. I did what I wanted when I wanted. It was a great life. So I go to college and there's rules. I go to Bible college. There's a curfew at 8 o'clock. I live in Chicago. I live downtown Chicago. Got to be in my dorm at 8 o'clock. That's when the world wakes up. That's when Chicago gets up to play. I couldn't go to the movies at Moody. I couldn't go to the theater. And my first semester, Star Wars Episode 1 came out. I mean, what are you going to do? Who are you going to believe? There's all these rules, and so I just would break them. And I didn't want to be a liar, so I always tell the dean I broke them. I'd go to his office, and I'd be like, I saw this movie today. He'd look at me like, I'm not a liar. Like, punish me. Do what you got to do. And he didn't know what to do with me because I always come and tell him I did bad, but I wouldn't stop doing bad things. I wasn't repentant. I was just honest. And so I'd get in all, and the trouble they'd give me, to me, the trouble, it was the, that was like paying for the fun thing I wanted to do. Well, the dean was upset that I wouldn't fall in line. I didn't respect him as a boss, as a leader, because I'm like, you ain't the boss of me, because I was a punk 18-year-old kid. So one day he says he has to break me. He has to make an example out of me. One day at college, I was involved in a cheese bomb incident. It wasn't good. Some girl at the eating restaurant on the campus came. She saw me. I was an easy mark, I guess, because I don't know. She came over. She didn't want to take this big old thing of liquid nacho cheese to the dumpster. She came over and said, hey, can you take this care of this for me? I'm like, sure. She gives me this 5-pound bag of warm liquid nacho cheese. What would you do with it? So I take it, and I put it over my shoulder. I'm walking around the plaza like, I got a bag of cheese, everybody. I'm just stupid. I'm just a stupid guy. I go into the main dormitory, and I tell the guy at the desk, look at this big old bag of cheese. Oh, I go upstairs. I put it in the lobby. And everyone's like, what is that? I'm like, oh, it's a cheese bomb, and I leave. Well, some of my friends decide it'd be great to throw it out the window. So I get a call on my phone, and oh, it's a voice saying, look out the window. I put my window on, look out, and above me on the 15th floor, that bag of the thing of cheese flies out the window. And we're in a high rise in Chicago. I'm like, this is going to kill somebody. What a way to die. Just 7-Eleven cheese hating you, and that's all you remember. You wake up. It's like, I've always hated 7-Eleven. But it goes out the window, and I watch it, and it hit, and it's like a boom, cheese everywhere. And it's winter, so it all freezes down there. So the cheese hits, and I'm laughing because I'm like, that's the funniest thing I've seen all day. My phone rings again. I think it's the guy to pick it up, and it's the secret guy from downstairs, the worker at the desk. He goes, hey, Ernesto, where's the bag of cheese you brought in? I was like, I don't know. So the dean brings me in the next day. Did you throw that bag of cheese out the window? No, I did not. Do you know who did? Now I did. But I ain't telling. He's like, you tell me or it falls on your head. I'm like, bring it. And he knew I had no respect for his authority. He had to break me. And he knew where it would get me, where it would hurt. Our football team was in championships that week. I was nose, man. I'm in the middle. I'm breaking that line every play. And he cut me from the team. Still hurts. We lost that game. What's the old thing? You mess with the bull, you get the horns. And I didn't know that. I thought I'd just poke this guy in the eye 100 times and it'd be funny. And one day he's like, I'm the boss. I'm going to stink and sit you. I'm like, no, you're not. And then he did. And hurt my whole team. Jesus, born in Bethlehem, he is a Savior. He's a deliverer. He has come to rescue us. He is the Messiah, the promised one of God. He's also our Lord and Master. And he has every right to command us. He says, you want to be with me? This is the way I'm teaching you how to live. He shows us this new way of life, how to love, how to sacrifice, how to give, how to forgive. His way is a hard way. His way is a tough way. But if you love the Christ, if you love Jesus, you belong to him, and you think you can poke him in the eye your whole life, and he's not going to react. Jesus, this baby born in Bethlehem, he does save, and he is God's amen, but he will not be mocked. Jesus is Savior and Lord. So, good news of great joy. It's Christmas. We sing songs about his goodness. The coming of Jesus Christ changes everything. It does. We who were enslaved to our own sin can find freedom in Jesus Christ. We who wonder, has God spoken? Yes, God has spoken. He has spoken through Jesus Christ. Read his words and see the very heart of God Almighty. And you know, here's the craziest part about me and the dean fighting. Me and the dean going to war all those years. At the end of it all, we became great friends. Like Xavier and Magneto, you know, in X-Men comics. Like, that's a really nerd reference, I'm sorry. We become such good friends, his wife calls me for his, like, 60th birthday and asked me to write a letter. I write a letter, which he'd read at his birthday party. He cried in front of all his family. Because I said, I fought against you because I wanted to fight against authority, and you fought back, but you loved me, and I thank you for not giving up on me. And he didn't. I was a insubordinate, rebellious punk kid. I fought him for 3 years. And I'm grateful he never gave up on me. Christ the Lord, whom the Lord loves, he chastens, he disciplines. So Jesus Christ is our Savior. He is the Messiah. He is our Lord. I hope you know him. I hope you follow him. If you don't know him, if you don't follow him, we're here to talk to you about this. If you want to sit down, have coffee, read the Bible together, we would love to sit with you and show you how great and how good the news is that Christ has come, because this news has changed our very lives. So with that said, let us pray together. Father in heaven, thank you so much for your word that is true. Thank you for this good news of great joy that's for all the people. For those in the U.S., for those in Mexico, for those in the Ukraine and Russia, for those in Israel and Palestine, for those in India and Pakistan. This good news of great joy is for all the peoples, rich and poor, men and women. May we, during this Christmas season, look to you, Jesus, in every way, in worship and obedience. In Christ's name, we ask all these things. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day. Say hi to Angela and Cam before you leave.